Dust 2, A New World Order, by S. E. Smith, performed by Paul Heitch. Prologue. In the darkness. Dust's dark silhouette stood in sharp contrast against the flames of a burning building that was slowly collapsing under the intense heat. His hands were clenched by his sides as he fought for control over the waves of emotion and power sweeping through him. Unable to contain the grief welling up inside him any longer, he tilted his head back and released a savage cry as his body shook. He was alone, completely and utterly alone, with his heartfelt, tortured grief and the ghosts that haunted his soul. Soon, the eerie quiet of the night was broken only by the sound of the crackling fire and the fading echo of his mournful cry. At one time, the grief-stricken howl might have been mistaken for the cry of a wolf or a coyote. The cadence of the desolate tone drifted on the light breeze with the same long, haunting melody. His grief cut more sharply than a surgeon's honed blade, and the ground trembled as his agony radiated outward, causing the earth to roll with the intensity. A supernatural force spread outward from him, the type of power only imagined by authors and artists in the time he called before. But this was after. This was a new world where such powers existed in a few of the survivors. The burning building in front of him trembled and collapsed to the ground. The only thing left standing were parts of the metal frame. He slowly sank to his knees and bowed his head. Around him, the dust from the dirt parking lot danced as if trying to distract him. He couldn't help but think that his name fit with what he had become. Dust that floated on the wind, changing, shifting, growing, and fading away. It had all led him here, kneeling on the hard-packed dirt in the middle of nowhere. Dust closed his eyes as another wave of pain struck him, and he drew in deep breaths as the waves kept coming. Finally, he lifted his head and stared at the dying flames of the old warehouse. Smoke swirled upward in tight circles on the breeze and filled the darkening sky. But it wasn't the smoke that made his eyes burn. It was the memory of the diesel bus driving away. The acute feeling of loss was more intense than what he'd felt the day his world had changed, the day fragments of a comet had hit the Earth, the beginning of the after. With that single catastrophic event, he had lost everything. And yet this pain felt so much worse. Dust shook his head slowly as the taunting voice of the creature he had battled minutes before echoed through his head. He had given a name to the creature. Why, he was not sure. Perhaps it was so he wouldn't lose his own humanity, or to create humanity in her. Daciana was different from Dust. He didn't know her origins or how she had evolved. She'd been called several names before he'd given her this new one. She-devil, wolf, lycan. Now she had more than one form. His battle with Daciana had caused an unexpected change in himself, one he didn't yet understand, but he knew he was now something more dangerous than he'd been before. "The female. She will not accept what you have become," Daciana had warned him, in a sing-song voice. It had hurt more than the sharp tips of her claws, because she was right. "What am I? What have I become?" he wondered out loud in a strained voice. He lifted his hands up and stared at them. Was he destined to become an unnatural creature whose only thought was to destroy what was left of humanity and the Earth? That fear was what had pushed him to send Josie and Sammy away. Josie, who had also changed into something else, into one of the others, after the catastrophic